Another cash crop. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
There's a lot of buzz in the press now about alternative fuels. A lot of talk about windmills and solar, but I can't put that in the tank on my truck. The only two things go in the tank on that truck is gasoline or an ethanol-gasoline blend, and that's what's going to work. We can talk about the others. You know, they may be 15 or 20 years out, but this is now, and that's why I'm in it.
Roane County farmer Jim Self is one of 16 East Tennessee farmers that have contracted this year with UT to produce switchgrass for their new pilot biorefinery. A groundbreaking ceremony was held this week in Von Ohr in Monroe County, and Self believes this is a good opportunity for farms that have marginal land.
My property is not tillable land. It's rolling land. It's not suitable for row crops like corn or beans, but it's very suitable for switchgrass. I've been growing other switchgrass for several years just for wildlife management, but now I can manage wildlife and grow a cash crop, so it's a great deal.
Tennessee's Governor Phil Bredesen has been instrumental in the state's efforts to become a national leader in alternative fuel resources, and he feels cellulosic ethanol from switchgrass is a long-term solution.
You know, you keep doing this for a decade, and this really could be the core of a significant part of economic activity in Tennessee. I'd love to see alternative fuels there with the automotive industry or the healthcare industry as just major players in the economy and the state, place where we really have a leadership position in the nation.
Now, working with the state's farmers in producing switchgrass is UT's Ken Goddard.
Switchgrass, I feel like, will, as a renewable energy source, will do more for Tennessee agriculture than anything since the mechanical revolution. I think that we will learn how to produce ethanol from switchgrass economically and efficiently.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.